Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another sparking edition of The Thought Police. It's me, Mike Graham. It's him, Kevin O'Sullivan. It's the second one of the year. It feels like a long time since New Year broke, doesn't it?
Yeah, so what are we, not even 2 weeks into the year? Not even two weeks in.
Do you know what? I put out a picture, actually, because we're going to record Planks of the Week later. Put out a picture from the 14th of January last year, which was the second Plank episode ever. And it was Maya Toosey, Dawn Neeson and me. And I put this picture out and people went, "Oh, blimey, you're sitting a bit close to each other." And this is what we've become, right?
I know.
When was that picture taken? I'm like, well, it does actually say it was taken a year ago, you fucking idiot.
I know.
You know, but the point is that we've all become so conditioned. I was in a supermarket yesterday, right? There was a bit of a road accident around where I was going. So I ended up having to go to this Tesco's, my local Tesco's, which I hate. But, you know, you get to a stage where you've kind of got yourself conditioned, right? So I'm standing there, I've just a few things, bought a basket of stuff, a couple of bottles of wine, some milk, blah, 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 a bit of bread. So I'm waiting for the woman in front of me to put her stuff on the rack, right? She then goes to the other end, so I then move to put my stuff on the rack. Now, immediately I do that, this fucking old bloke comes right up to me, behind me, right? And he's wearing a visor, right? So he's wearing like a clear
visor. Oh,
he's all
visor. Right,
then. So, which apparently don't work, by the way.
Of course they fucking don't.
Because apparently the droplets go underneath.
Nor a face mask, right. But that's another issue.
Well, that's another issue, yeah. But here's the thing, right? So he comes right up next to me. And starts putting his stuff on the you know, when clearly, and I know this is going to sound mad because it already sounds mad even as I say it, but the point is there's a certain kind of etiquette now in supermarkets where you don't huddle up next to the person in front of you. You wait. It's not like he's going to get there any fucking quicker.
Absolutely.
Just wait until my stuff
Let's
is now
polite.
On the move.
Yeah.
She's gone and I'm at the other side of the fucking till, you stupid old twat. You know, I said, excuse me, do you mind just taking a step back? Which, again, I can't believe I actually am now saying to people.
Yeah.
But you kind of do, you know?
I know, people forget it. I mean, this new proposal, which, to be fair to him, Jonathan Van Tam has shot down, that social distancing will be increased to 3 metres.
3 metres?
As I said,
I thought it had only just been increased to 2.
No, they're talking about increasing it to 3. And as I said, that's not commensurate with the width of pavements.
Yeah.
So when people step out into the road to avoid each other and then get run over, will they be counted,
mind you, around
be counted
here,
as a COVID death?
Yeah, around
they?
Here, mind you, they've widened all the roads. I mean, they've widened all the pavements. They put those ridiculous fences in the road so that people who aren't actually walking around, because it's pretty miserable out there, can walk around far enough away. The other problem with doing it 3 metres, right, is nobody knows what 3 metres is. You sort of know what 1 metre is, right?
Yeah.
Because it's about a yard, right? But you don't know what 3 metres is. I mean, it might as well be from here to that fucking door over there.
Yeah, but where's it going to stop, Mike? You know, oh, 3 metres. We'll try 3 metres. Oh, that hasn't fucking worked. Let's
well,
do 4.
But what if
be
you get
a mile from yeah. everyone. You know, it's what, fucking ridiculous.
What if you actually get on a train?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do then?
I know, it's ridiculous.
How are you going to be 3 metres from the Uber driver?
Yeah, or, you know,
you better get your stretch limo.
When you're working in an office, it's all bollocks. Which brings us really to the subject of the day, really. Is that we just continue with all these measures, lockdowns, tiers, fire breaks, circuit breakers.
Fire breaker.
Keep it going, you know, social distancing, stay in your house, protect the NHS.
Yeah.
We've been doing this now for nearly 10 months, best
yeah.
part of a fucking year.
Right.
Oh, and look at the fucking mess we're in. So, it hasn't fucking worked.
No.
Oh, what's the solution? Let's do it again. Mm. Let's do more of it. It does not make any sense, and it's driving me fucking mad that people like you you and me who logically question the efficacy of lockdowns are described as granny killers and murderers.
I know.
It is not logical not to doubt the effectiveness of lockdowns, tiers, social distance, everything we've ever done. Because look at the fucking mess we're in now. We've done it all. Mm. We've all obeyed the rules. Look at the fucking mess. And here's another thing. We are blaming the rule breakers for the failure of these measures. Yesterday on Sky News, I watched as an eminent professor of psychobiology and epidemiology. Her name was Daisy Fancourt. Mm. She's from the University of College London.
Right.
She said, we have been conducting intensive surveys to check on compliance. 96% of everyone in Britain is completely obeying the rules, she said. And furthermore, compliance is going up and up and up. So by this time next week, it'll probably be 99%.
Yep. Right.
She said, you cannot blame the tiny number of rule breakers because there aren't enough of them to make any difference. So stop fucking falling for what this fucking government is saying, that it's down to the rule breakers. It's not that. It's down to the rules. They're not working.
But of course, if you were on the side of Keir Starmer, as Marina Hyde is in the Guardian.
As I never would be.
No, as I never would be either. But she says, and she said in a column today, the reason why we're getting so many numbers of infections and deaths now is because Boris Johnson didn't lock down soon enough.
Oh, God.
So you get that.
Sake.
So that's the other narrative you get, right? Well, yeah, but the reason, there's two things going on here. One, well, if they didn't lock down, it'd be a lot worse.
Yeah.
And also, it's really bad because they didn't lock down soon enough.
Yeah.
And to be fair to Boris today at Prime Minister's Questions, he actually said to Starmer, all he wants to do is continually lock everything down. You know, it's all very well for him to say, oh, you didn't do it quickly enough. But that's his only solution to fucking everything, is to make sure that nobody does anything. Nobody goes anywhere. Nobody goes out. Nobody goes in a car. Nobody goes on a bus. Nobody goes to the studios. Nobody goes to the supermarket. The only way that they could possibly convince me that the lockdown actually stopped the disease is if everybody was told, that's it, everything's shut. So you can't go and get petrol. You can't go to the supermarket. But I don't want to live like that.
Yeah, well, we are locked now in a kind of crazy vortex of insanity where we're all moaning about the rules. The rules are confusing and are they...
Which they are, by the way.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. They're confusing, you know, should they be stricter? We have got to start to face the facts here. And that is that I'm pretty convinced now that nothing we do will stop the spread of this virus. By all means, lockdown, you know.
You know what's going to stop
maybe
it?
Maybe postpone it a bit. But nothing is going to stop it. What will stop it is the summer.
Yeah.
And then
or
it'll
the
come
spring,
back.
Maybe.
And then it'll come back next winter.
Yeah.
We've got to stop deluding ourselves that we can win this war. We are looking to the government. We beg our government to be able to do something about it. The government, I think, they know they can't do anything about it, but they think they've got to fucking pretend that they can. And that is the madness that we're locked in.
Also,
the
number
of
people that
lunacy.
Have got in touch with me in the past week to say that their elderly relative passed away of COVID, but only after they went to hospital before they had it. Right. So they went into hospital for some reason. They got tested. They were negative.
Yeah.
They then got moved into a ward where they caught COVID and they then later died.
Right.
Now, that's a pretty awful tragedy to happen to anyone.
Yeah.
But by and large, a lot of people are catching it in hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
no,
know,
absolutely.
You know, you're going, if you want to guarantee you get COVID, go to hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the super spreader. The hospitals. Yeah. I don't blame the staff. I don't blame the hospitals.
Yeah. But by the logic of these nutters, right? They should shut down all the hospitals.
Yeah,
that's where
exactly,
it is.
Exactly. Don't close down the pubs.
Right.
Close down the hospitals. Pubs never gave anyone COVID.
No.
But the hospitals are. I don't blame the staff. I don't blame the hospitals. They are being overrun. They're having a terrible time.
But they're supposed to be vaccinating people now, aren't they? Isn't that the point? The whole point of the fucking vaccination is to make it possible for people to go into hospital and not catch it.
Yeah, and that seems to have gone a lot quieter, doesn't it? All the vaccine's going to be our saviour.
Yeah, apparently.
What's happened to all that?
Well, apparently it's not going to be our saviour now, it turns out, because it's not actually really going to do anything at all. But here's the fucking
you
point,
you may
right?
feel a little prick and that's all you'll feel.
Never mind the
that's
fucking...
That's it, yeah, that's it.
That'll be 600 million quid, thanks. You imagine being AstraZeneca, one of these companies, you just go, yeah, just give us as much money as you've got. Here's a vaccine. It doesn't actually stop you getting it. It doesn't actually stop you spreading it. But it will stop you dying as long as you take two of these injections inside the next 4 weeks. Oh, but I'll tell you what, we'll cancel the second injection, so you're only partially covered. It's a bit like only having third-party insurance for your car.
Yeah.
So if you crash... you've got to fucking pay for the damage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Now, we are in the process, in my view now, of deluding ourselves that we really, really can beat this virus. So far, it looks as if we can't.
Or that we know what's going to happen next.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, again, Prime Minister's questions today. Starmer says to Boris, on the 16th of December, here's what you said, right? And I mean, if it wasn't so tragic, you'd be pissing yourself laughing. He basically said that infections were on the way down, and that there was light at the end of the tunnel, words to that effect, right? 2 days later, you know, we go into a massive lockdown, Christmas is cancelled, and loads of people are getting a second new variant, which they didn't know about on the 16th of December. It's not really his fault.
Yeah.
But they don't know what's going to come next.
No, they don't. Well, I think we can speculate that deaths will probably go up for a couple of weeks. In fact, they might be tailing off a bit now.
Well, there is a school of thought,
isn't there? As the temperatures get warmer,
right,
it's going to fucking die out.
Well, it's not getting any warmer anytime soon, mate. Fucking hell, it's been freezing this
gonna
week.
It's going to start snowing.
Absolutely freezing. Have you seen Spain, by the way?
Yeah, I know.
They've shut the airport again today.
Because
they can't deal with all the snow they've
fuckers
got.
Fuckers can't deal with COVID, can't deal with snow.
No.
What can they do?
No, well, they're quite good at football. Well, they used to be, anyway. We'll talk about football in a little while. But let's talk a little bit about YouTube and all that as well, because when last time we were here, we were on the subject of a YouTube ban at Talk Radio. Do you remember?
Yes,
and
I do. How can I forget?
Thankfully, they managed to fix it in within a fairly short period, actually, about 24 to 48 hours, and we were back. And we're still back. And we haven't yet been banned. So if you're looking for anything to watch, that's where you go, Talk Radio on YouTube. But they've now banned Donald Trump. It was the last bastion of free speech for Donald Trump, who's already been banned from Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. He's now been banned from YouTube for about a month, I think. So, you know, the censorship continues. And I don't know about your Twitter numbers, but my Twitter numbers have gone very strange. They've lost about something like 500 to 600 over the course of the last four or five days.
Yeah, a lot of people have been experiencing this. Right. People, you know, who are of the right, if you like. I'll tell you why I don't think it's happened to me, is that I've always been...
They don't think you're right.
No, I've always tried to avoid a blue tick and have done successfully.
Oh, right, okay.
So they don't think I'm...
So you're not deemed important enough.
I say I'm not.
Well, because of course the lefties are all sending me messages going and sending me these stories saying, oh yeah, it's because they've wiped out a load of Trump bots. That's why you've got so few more. I mean, it's only 500 out of, you know...
They have, though.
Over 100,000.
Twitter has cancelled 70,000 accounts.
Right.
Twitter has decided that anyone who's right-wing... is not to be listened to.
Well, I'm glad to know that I wasn't being followed by 70,000 right-wing accounts. Yeah. I was only being followed by 500. So I've still got 109,700, which is not bad, I'd say.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah.
And that means, presumably, that they're all genuine. I mean, I was worried that half of the accounts that I had on Twitter following me weren't actually genuine. And I've always said that what I'd like to see Twitter doing is actually verifying, not so much absolutely verifying everybody, but making sure that the person with the account actually exists, that it's not a fake name, that, you know, but people go, oh, but, you know, we have to have the right to be incognito because we might get fired. Well, if you're tweeting things that might get you fired, maybe you shouldn't be tweeting them, you fucking moron.
And you can be traced, so be bloody careful.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is about YouTube, in fairness to YouTube, or the way these big tech companies work, is I'm pretty certain that with YouTube and Talk Radio, it was some spotty-faced geek in California.
Yeah, or possibly not in California. Apparently, they've got them all over the world.
With a backwards baseball cap on at 3 a.m, deciding, oh, I don't like what they're saying.
Well, it could either be that, or it's some kind of algorithm which throws up certain words and certain combinations of words and certain subjects. But, I mean, equally, there's plenty of terrible fucking shit on YouTube, which you shouldn't really be able to see if you're a child, that you can see. And somebody asked the question the other day, you know, if it's possible, for example, for Parler to be shut down, and I was never on Parler, I didn't fancy it at all, I didn't like the look of the people that were on it, but if they can shut that down, how come they can't shut down child porn, which they still say they can never shut down?
Well, that's why I doubt if the YouTube closed or temporarily cancelled Talk Radio's channel because of an algorithm. I think decisions were made, but I think decisions were made down the managerial food chain.
No, I think that's probably
true.
And
when we complained and it went to a higher level, in fairness to YouTube, they realised they'd made a mistake.
A lot of people gave you a lot of grief, actually, last Friday for saying that you were being very fair to YouTube, alleging that you'd been bought off. Can you categorically say to me now that you have not been bought off by YouTube?
Of course I haven't been bought off.
If, on the other hand, you have been bought off by YouTube, why haven't they given me any money?
Well, look, I'd like to say right here now, YouTube, if you want me to say nice things about you, I'll give you my bank account details. I'm very open to corruption, no problem at all. No, I haven't had any fucking money from YouTube.
No.
More's the pity. Mm. I just feel that the fair thing to say is that they made a decision, and within 24 hours, they realised it was the wrong decision. Mm. Give a person or a company a second chance. Twitter is going down a route that I find very disturbing. I don't think they should have cancelled the President of the United States' Twitter account. That's an assault on free speech. I don't think they should be arbitrarily closing 70,000 accounts down because they think they're a bit right-wing.
Well, they're going to be finding themselves on Plank of the Week this week, because I'm going to nominate them, because not only have they cancelled Donald Trump, but the Ayatollah Khomeini has still got a Twitter account. And you kind of go, well, if you're letting him have a Twitter account and you're banning somebody because you think they might be inciting violence, what the fuck do you think the Iranians do?
Well, look, you see, absolutely.
You know, they call for the fucking, they call for the ending of Israel.
Absolutely.
Right? But that's okay.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, there's no logic to it except for you know what they are. They're sort of California liberals or liberals around the world.
Yeah, but actual Californian liberals, and you know this better than anyone because you lived there, are supposed to allow free speech. They're not supposed to shut it down.
Oh, they don't like fucking free speech, that
lot.
They're
supposed to shut it down. They're not supposed to shut it down.
Well, yeah, but they only like you if you say one thing.
Yeah, right.
What they're doing, you see, that Twitter and Facebook and all the other companies say, well, we're private companies, we can do what we fucking like.
Yeah, and that's true to an extent.
Which is fair enough. However, that is an assault on freedom of speech. You are just saying we're only allowing one viewpoint. Mm. And the more they do that, the less credibility they
will
have.
Well, also the argument's being made, quite rightly in my view, that if they're going to make an editorial decision, which that is, that makes them a publisher. It makes them an editorial organisation. Mm. Therefore, they should be subject to the same rules and laws as every other publisher, as we are, as newspapers are, as magazines are, as television companies are, because at the moment they're not. And that's what they need to be. They need to be much more responsible for some of the stuff that gets put out there.
Yeah. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, whether or not President Trump incited violence is a matter of conjecture. It's a matter of debate. Whether or not he is unfit for office and not in a stable state of mind is a matter for debate.
I don't think that's a matter for debate. I don't think he's at all in an unfit state of mind.
What I'm saying is it's a matter for fucking debate. Just because Nancy Pelosi, with a political interest in the matter, says he's unfit for office, he's lost his mind, it doesn't mean he is.
Well, I would argue that she's actually lost her mind and she's unfit for office on the grounds that she's too fucking old.
The point is that anybody who says anything from the left, the Democrats, is now being taken as a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a few fucking stupid Republicans who are buying into her one-sided narrative.
Yeah.
You cannot. That's why this 25th Amendment bullshit that he can be removed
from
office.
Well, Pence isn't going to do it anyway.
Of course, he's not going to do it because it's a matter of debate.
But it's another one of those stories, right, that the left in this country and the media in this country picked up on and went, oh, great, we can get rid of Trump and he'll never be seen again because we can do this. Mm. And you're like, you can't actually do that, you fucking morons, because that's not going to happen. Yeah. And people's lack of understanding of the American system, to me, is always extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know, that was never going to happen.
Of course it's
never happened in the history of the US president.
But, you know, Pelosi and her acolytes, of course, are playing it for all it's worth, in their political interests. Obviously, it actually is not in the interests of the 25th Amendment, as you say, Mike. Absolutely fucking absurd.
Also, who are they, by the way? Who are they to cancel a candidate who got, what, something like, what, 80 million votes?
75 million.
75 million votes in the last election, right? Yeah. More than he got the election before. They're going to tell the American public who voted for this guy, whether you like him or not, that he can never stand again?
Yeah.
Fuck off. They can who only, said you could have that
power? They can do that if they manage to successfully impeach him. Well, not, I mean, impeach him, then they have to find him guilty. Everybody gets
Yeah, but
that,
he has to have a proper trial in the Senate.
In the Senate.
And what I can't
He'd probably lose it.
And what I can't understand, I don't think he would, actually. He needs 17 Republicans, and they talk about, you know, Republicans moving over. There's two. That's 15 to go. I don't think they'll do
anyway,
it. But the bottom line for me is that, you know, why are they bothering? You know, this vitriol against Donald Trump.
Because they
but they've got this vitriolic hatred.
Well, that's why they're bothering.
Of him,
they
right?
They fucking hate him.
But it's not for them to fucking tell everybody else in the Republican
they
Party.
They can do it and they
These
will.
Are the people you can vote for and these are people you can't vote for.
I know. Well, they're fascists, that lot. But they, and they've always been like that, you know.
I don't think they're going to get it done.
Don't forget Trump and his followers.
Yeah, but let's face it, they've tried to impeach him.
They're undesirable.
Yeah, but they've tried to, what do they call them? What was the deplorables, right?
Deplorables, sorry, Hillary Clinton. Not undesirable, deplorable.
Undesirable is something very much more civilised, I think, was what you were meaning there. The point is, right, that she, Nancy Pelosi, is not the keeper of all secrets. She is not by any means, you know, the most popular woman in America. She's basically saying to half the country...
She's a fucking hair-lacquered,
you know,
like a twat.
Oh, God, she looks about 180
fucking
as well.
Fucking awful.
You know, the point is that she does not have the right to tell people who they can vote for.
Yeah, but
and the Republican Party should have more fucking balls, in my view, and stand up to her and say, no, this is not the
totally
way
agree.
You tell us how to run our party. Totally. If we decide to deselect Donald Trump, we'll do it. But you won't fucking do it.
Yeah. Well, the trouble is, though, that if she can, a few Republicans are always already swallowing her bullshit.
Yeah, but they need a lot. They need 17.
But you know, she can stop if she. I think she'll get the impeachment, whether or not.
Well, she'll get it in the House, but she might get it in the Senate.
I think she probably will.
I have to pay you, don't I? How much do I owe you for the last
$10.
Should we do it double or nothing?
Okay, $20.
So double or nothing on whether he gets impeached.
Well, no, that she gets that he's impeached. Not that he's found guilty, that he's impeached.
Well, he has to be impeached in the Senate, though. And the only way he can be properly impeached is for a trial to take place in the Senate, which he has to be found guilty of.
Yeah.
And that ain't happening.
Yeah, well, it may well do, because if... I mean, I think you're probably right that we'll get away with it, quite rightly in my view... But, you know, the reason Nancy Pelosi can try and stop him standing again is by impeaching him and impeaching him successfully.
Yeah, but
that's what she's trying to do.
But impeaching him successfully involves waiting for him to leave office next Thursday, right, where he said he's now not going to appear at the inauguration, which is quite hilarious in and of itself. And a bit pathetic, to be honest. However, I just can't imagine him standing there in all good grace, sort of, you know, passing.
I wish
he'd
have gone. His fucking face would have been a picture.
Can you
would have been a picture.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's sort of typical of him that he's not going to be there. And listen, make no mistake, I'm no big fan of Donald Trump's. I started to become a fan of Donald Trump's when he was running for office last time, because I just liked winding up the people who didn't
him.
I love the fact that so many people get triggered by this guy, right? And they think he's like the devil incarnate, the worst individual, the worst human being of all time. You know, pretty good fucking news for Fred West, that is,
Absolutely.
By the way, and various other serial killers. You know, this guy is not the devil incarnate. But by the same token, they would have to have a trial after he's already left office.
Well,
in
which is
Washington, D.C.,
which is
it's possible. Technically possible, but I can't imagine, one, why they would want to do it, and two, just let him go off into the sunset. He's probably not
going to... Well, they want to do it to stop him standing again.
Yeah, but he's probably going to be too old to stand again. I mean, what age is he?
Well, the Republicans aren't going to pick him, that's for damn sure.
Well, I don't think they will, and if he runs as an independent, as we've seen often in the past, and we've seen it in this country as well, the two-party system is very difficult to bust open. Really difficult. I mean, look at Nigel Farage. Look at what UKIP were able to do.
No, I don't think you'd make it as an
independent. Look at what independents have ever done.
You wouldn't make it as an independent.
In the US, right? They've never got anywhere.
You wouldn't make it.
They might as well not bother, is what I'm saying. Because for the amount of ill feeling...
Yeah, because
for the amount of ill feeling they're going to cook up, it's a bad idea.
Nancy Pelosi is saying this guy incited violence. I think that's a moot point. Again, very debatable. Now, by pursuing this impeachment, she wants to pursue the impeachment... She thinks she's got a chance of success, and therefore he wouldn't be able to run again, because if he did run again, it could seriously harm the Democrats. So she's doing it purely for political purposes. But if he did run again, he would not be able to run again as a Republican. Mm. They definitely won't have him. And as you say, I doubt that he will run again. So when Nancy Pelosi accuses Donald Trump of inciting violence by pursuing this incredibly divisive impeachment, she is inciting mass violence.
I agree.
Mass violence.
I agree.
There will be so much shit in America if she carries on with this petty little case against Donald Trump, which, as you say, Mike, doesn't amount to a hill of beans because he ain't going to be standing.
And it's spiteful as well, because apparently if he was if they were successful in impeaching him properly, in a trial in the Senate, it would also mean that he would no longer have any Secret Service detail, which is what every ex-president has been entitled to have, as prime ministers do in this country. Yeah. You're entitled to have the security services look after you because you're a figure of assassination. And the point is that, you know, if she's willing to go that fucking far in demonising this guy, there's something wrong with her. I think she's got a screw loose.
Yeah, well,
I think she's definitely unhinged. Talk about unhinged. Nancy Pelosi is unhinged, in my view.
Yeah, she's unhinged, and she is in danger of, if not inciting, being the cause of a great deal of violence and unrest all across America, just so she can kick her mortal enemy, Donald Trump, while he's down.
In the slats, I know.
Horrible little
I know, absolutely ghastly. Let's talk about something slightly less contentious, football, right? I don't know what's going on with football right now, because you were saying earlier, none of us really know what the hell the rules are. How is it possible for Celtic Football Club to go to Dubai, right? Presumably hang about in, because my daughter's told me that just before Christmas, for the whole month, more or less, since they reopened the corridor, right, which I think was the beginning of December, Dubai has been riddled and filled with drunken Brits who have all gone there because they knew they could come back and not do quarantine, right? Dubai now is about to shut down again because they've got a massive outbreak of COVID, right? Yeah. They're brought there, thank you very much indeed, by the British tourists, right? Celtic go there, they come back, one of their players has got COVID. So they now are in trouble with the state, which is, by the way, Nicola Sturgeon today, right, has gone well over and above herself. She's now decided to declare that the new rule in Scotland is that if you're getting a takeaway, on a kiriut, as they call it, you've got to go to the outside of the premises to pick it up. So you can't go in there to get it. So if you get a kebab, for example,
COVID's at it, you can't get a takeaway in Scotland. You've
got football teams declaring they can't field teams, games getting cancelled, people going to... I mean, how is it that all those people turned up at Marine for that game against Tottenham? I mean, I don't understand what the rules are. What's going on?
While we're on the subject of Nicola Sturgeon, just very, very briefly, ring out the bells, rejoice, get the bunting ready. There's a chance she might have to fucking quit pretty fucking soon.
What you mean, because of all these Alex Salmon...
She broke the bloody rules.
The ones she can't remember breaking, surely.
Yeah, well, Alex Salmon remembers her breaking them, and he's singing from the fucking rooftops, and it may be...
Marriage is not made in heaven.
It may be, Nicola, that you've got to tack the high rule to get the fuck out of there, you're finished. That'll be a great day.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
But go back to football. I mean, I don't want football to finish. Mm. I don't want it to end. A lot of people get a lot of enjoyment out of it, including me.
Not much enjoyment
watching Fulham. We're playing Spurs tonight. That should be great.
Have you actually got a team then, unlike most football clubs?
We were COVID United for about 2 weeks. We had to call everything off and suddenly we're back. But, you know, for example, at the weekend... Derby County played Chorley, you know, one of those giant... They lost humiliatingly to Chorley.
Yeah, that was being painted as a great sort of victory for the little guy.
Well, it sort of was to an extent, except Derby, you know, they had so much COVID, they couldn't put any players out. They had to put their kids out.
Yeah.
So they said, so the rule is, if you've got enough players on your books who can stand up, even if they're 16 years old or they've only got one leg, you've got to put a team out. That's not fair. That's not fair. So you've got teams that are massively depleted playing teams that aren't depleted.
Right.
It's just not fucking fair.
Right. But also, the change of timetable for your team tonight is only based on the fact that some other team was meant to be playing Spurs, wasn't it?
Well, they were supposed to be playing Villa.
Right.
And, you know,
so Fulham have just been slotted in as a sort of emergency measure?
Yeah, it's like a sort of Sunday partly. Oh, Villa can't make it. Can you make it tonight?
Can you come down?
We can, yeah.
Can you come down?
Well, it might be a bit late though.
Yeah. I wish you'd told me yesterday. Yeah. You know.
No problem.
I'd have had a bit more of a run-in.
But I do think football has to face the horrible truth that it might have to think about sort of suspending itself.
I was just reading today.
Because it's not working.
Enough. Well, I was just reading today, funnily enough, about horse racing, which apparently reopened sort of last summer. But as of now, they don't test anyone. So when the jockeys turn up to get involved in a horse race, they don't get tested. They're now apparently thinking of testing people. It's a little bit like me it's like the airports, isn't it? Well, surely if you're allowing people to do sport and mingle with one another and mingle with animals, surely to God you would test them, wouldn't you? Isn't that the whole point of having the testing system?
Of course.
Because I was talking about schools a lot this week. The whole testing kind of situation seems to have gone out the fucking window. You know, the mass testing of students at schools is now not being talked about. They're not going to do it.
No.
And whenever you speak to anyone in a school, they go, oh, yeah, that's because there's nobody in the schools and the schools are shut. And then you talk to other people and they go, oh, no, there's loads of kids in the schools because they're all the kids of key workers. And there's now more kids in school than there were back in April and May because there's more kids from key workers. It's such a confusing picture, isn't it?
It really is.
I'm getting a bit fed up with it, to be honest.
Track and trace, I mean,
fuck
it's just not working. Yeah. Fuck off, fuck yourself. It doesn't fucking work. So forget it, you know. You know what they do? They get their testing kids act together around about, like, kind of April, when the fucking virus will have fucked off anyway.
Yeah, but then what they'll do is they'll go, oh, look, your little Johnny fuckface has got it, so the rest of you better all go home. And then that'll be the end of the schools again. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, in the end, though, at the end of the day, with this fucking virus, I think we've got to face the facts. It is a force of nature. It is too powerful.
It's horrible. There's no
question.
It is
too powerful for us. Everything we do is not working. And we've got to remember, should we get this kind of thing happening to us again, we know from this experience that trying to beat a virus is a fucking act of self-harming folly.
Yeah, it's like standing in the way of a train.
Yeah, exactly right.
Isn't it?
It is Canute-like.
Yeah.
It is Canute-like. Have I spelt that right? I think we did that joke last week.
We did that joke last week, yeah, we did. But listen, we've come to the end. So, we'll be back with you next week. Who knows what's going to be the fucking agenda then?
Yeah.
But I imagine it'll be more of the
same. Couple of Canutes right here.
More of the same with Thought Police. Now, immediately I do that, this fucking old bloke comes right up to me, behind me, right? And he's wearing a visor, right? So he's wearing like a clear
visor. Oh,
he's all
right, then.
So, which apparently don't work, by the way.
Of course they fucking don't.
Because apparently the droplets go underneath.
Nor the face mask. Right. But that's another issue.
Well, that's another issue, yeah. But here's the thing, right? So he comes right up next to me and starts putting his stuff on the you know, when clearly, and I know this is going to sound mad because it already sounds mad even as I say it, but the point is there's a certain kind of etiquette now in supermarkets where you don't huddle up next to the person in front of you. Wait. It's not like you're going to get there any fucking quicker.
Absolutely.
Just wait until my stuff is now
polite.
On the move.
Yeah.
She's gone and I'm at the other side of the fucking till, you stupid old twat. You know, I said, excuse me, do you mind just taking a step back? Which, again, I can't believe I actually am now saying to people.
Yeah.
But you kind of do, you know.
By pursuing this impeachment, she wants to pursue the impeachment because she thinks she's got a chance of success and therefore he wouldn't be able to run again, because if he did run again, it could seriously harm the Democrats. So she's doing it purely for political purposes. But if he did run again, he would not be able to run again as a Republican. Mm. They definitely won't have him. And as you say, I doubt that he will run again. So when Nancy Pelosi accuses Donald Trump of inciting violence by pursuing this incredibly divisive impeachment, she is inciting mass violence.
I agree.
Mass violence.
I agree.
There will be so much shit in America if she carries on with this petty little case. Mm. Track and trace, I mean,
fuck
it's just not working. Yeah. Fuck off.
Track and trace.
Fuck yourself. It doesn't fucking work.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.